Testing, testing. Okay, let's do this. My name is Thomas. I'm doing a thing called The Way Back, and this is my walk and talk. I think it's number 9. Not 100% sure about that, so bear with me. Today, I have to work. Not just like yesterday, having an online meeting. I actually have to sit down in front of my computer and do some actual work. And I'm very ambivalent about it. On one hand, it's very easy. Oh yeah, by the way, it's raining, so I'm under an umbrella today. Anyways, sorry, back to the topic. Today I have to work. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. I have to prepare some sounds for the composer that's been onboarded on the documentary that I'm working on. And the sounds are just sounds of windmills. Windmills that I recorded on a trip to Spain almost a year and a half ago. And I think it should be fairly simple to do it. All I have to do is cut the files, master them, and prepare them, label them, and make a data package and send it off. So he can work with those sounds. And actually, it's something that I like to do. It's fairly calm. All you have to do is listen to some ambient recordings and just make sure that they are perfect. And I think that's where the ambivalence comes in, because I have a hard time sending out stuff that isn't perfect. And I don't mind having stuff in my own library that is imperfect, because I can work with that. It's like I can change and tune and mix on files until they fit whatever format or scenario I'm using them for. But sending them out like that takes a bit of courage, I'm guessing. Courage that I'm finding a hard time digging into these days. It made me think about something while I was doing my workout just before I started this walk and talk. Bear with me, because this is a bit of a windy talk, but I think I might come to a point that's interesting. So, I was thinking about how we talked about this like the little judge on your shoulder trying to tell you right from wrong, or trying to make sure that you don't do anything spontaneous and crazy, so you don't get out of the group. You're not endangering yourself or anything. Somehow a cousin of that voice is the part of you that's trying to look into the future. And don't misunderstand me here. I'm not talking about magic or like special powers, although it might seem that way. The thing is, I think all of us are trying to peek into the future just a little bit. Actually, peeking into the future, or trying to predict the future, is maybe the wrong way of saying it, but it sounds better that way. I think what most people are actually trying to do is to predict the outcome of the actions that they're doing, which sounds a bit more reasonable, right? I mean, everyone tries to figure out, like, okay, if I do this, what might happen? And from that point of view, we're all pretty good at it. I mean, it our brain does it subconsciously all the time. We take a step forward, brain predicts that we move down the road. If I keep walking this way, I will end up at the end of this road. So, in a way, I can predict the future. I know that I'm now walking, and I know that I'm not going to stop walking. So, I can, with a fair amount of certainty, tell myself that in a few seconds, I'm going to be at the end of this road. I can even say that I will turn left, because if I turn right, I go into traffic, and that's not clever. So I will turn left in a few seconds, and bear with me. Walking, 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 walking. And right enough, traffic on my right, and I'm turning left. There you go. I just predicted the future. Now, you might say that is fucking bullshit. You just made a decision about what you were going to do and you followed through on it. But that was because I was consciously thinking about what I wanted to do, envisioning it, and following through on my decision. Now, I mean, I have a feeling that even though no one really thinks about the fact that they're predicting the future, I mean, we're all doing it. I mean, if I go into Starbucks with the intention of grabbing a coffee, I can predict that, there's a fair amount of certainty that I'll walk out of that Starbucks with a coffee in my hand. I mean, if I drink a shit ton of water, I'll eventually pee, and with a fair amount of certainty, in a toilet. There you go. I'm predicting the future. And we're doing it all the time. Except for when life does things that we can't predict. Like when things happen that introduces an amount of uncertainty that you don't know what's going to happen next. And for some reason, there's liberation in that, but it's also really scary. I mean, one of the things that I've been doing the past week is to try and free myself from the wanting to accomplish something. Just be in the flow. Do whatever. Go walking around on the street and talking about whatever comes to mind. No idea what's going to come out of my mouth. No idea where the talk is going to go. Doesn't matter. Free flow. And the same with like activities that I've been doing in the garden. Dig around in a pile of dirt, suddenly feel like building a staircase, build a staircase. And without knowing whether it will become a staircase, what's going to be on top of the staircase, is it going to be a flower bed, is it going to be a terrace? It ended up a terrace. I had no idea. At the time I was working it, I was actively trying to not predict the future and actively trying to not care about the future. And for some reason, that felt tremendously good. Just being in free flow. Whatever happens, happens. The weird thing is, now when it comes to being professional, to being I don't want to be pretentious again, but being an artist, which I guess I am in some regards when I do sound design. I try to see into the future. And I crave the certainty of a positive outcome, or a certain outcome that will that I want to instill in the audience. And I think that's why I'm a bit ambivalent about sending out these files, because I'm sending out files in a fairly raw state, being judged on how these files were recorded, what was recorded, how they were formatted, how they were labeled, and what my intentions for collecting these files and these recordings were. And why should I? Why should I care? Why not just send these files out into the world the same way that I'm sending out my thoughts on this, like, weirdly podcasty audio journal walk and talk? There you go, thoughts. Fly out into the world. If you find someone's ear, fine. If not, also fine. If people get a headache from the wind hitting the microphone, that's actually okay. If people, like, shy away from the podcast thing because they don't like to listen to me rambling, it's also fine. If someone finds benefit from listening to this, if this is helpful to someone, that's great. But it's actually of less importance to me than actually doing it. That the important thing is to walk the walk, talk the talk. And why should my professional life be any different? Why should I care? Like, I don't think I should stop caring, but why should I feel anxiety whether or not people like what I'm doing? Because the conclusion of the talk yesterday was kind of, I do it because it's all I can do. And if that somehow isn't what other people want, then it ceases to be my problem. They'll need to find what they want somewhere else, because this is what I have to give, and I gave it my best. It's funny, because it's kind of like these walk and talks. I am actually trying to make sense. I am trying to be helpful and kind. Not to you. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be helpful and kind to you. I'm trying to be helpful and kind to myself. If that is also a helpful and kind gesture to you, good for you. I mean, that's great. But this is a very selfish. This is a very selfish act of healing. I'm not trying to heal the world. I'm not trying to heal anyone else. I'm actually not trying to help anyone else. I'm just trying to help me. And if by helping me, I accidentally help others, that's great. That's amazing. But to try and set out to please others, to help others, to be perfect in others' eyes, I think that part of my life is something that I need to say goodbye to. And it doesn't mean that I have to stop trying to predict the future. I don't think it means that I should stop perfecting my craft. I think it means that I need to stop being bothered trying to predict whether or not other people like it. Because I think, even though I believe myself to be very good at predicting what other people like or don't, it is an extremely hard and difficult thing to do. And it is something that comes with a shit ton of anxiety. Because what if I'm wrong? What if my predictions of what other people reactions and responses and likes and dislikes are wrong, and what I intend to do hits the wrong nerve, is perceived wrongly? Wouldn't it be nicer to say, I intend for this to be as amazing and as nice as I can make it, and if you like it, that would make me happy. But if you don't like it, that's okay. At least I like it. And I enjoy doing it. Whoops. Oh, there goes my umbrella. Oh well. Too bad. Umbrella's dead. There's too much wind. It sucks. I really like that umbrella. Now it's flapping behind me. I should probably... Oh, great. There's a trash container. I might just stick it in there. Nope. That's a plastic-only container. Can't stick it in there. See? Can't predict the future. And it doesn't matter. Now the rain is hitting me. It's hitting the microphone. And that is actually, I mean, that's pretty cool. Now I feel the rain on my face. Which, kind of like walking barefoot yesterday, it makes me feel that I'm here instead of trying to shield myself with an umbrella. Maybe you like the sound of a flapping umbrella in the background. Maybe you don't. Right now, I kind of like the sound. Makes me hear the wind in a cool way. Whoops. Not just hearing it whoosh by my ears, but hearing it flap in a broken umbrella. So, see, yeah, life happens. I tried to shield the microphone from wind and rain. Tried to shield myself from the wind and rain. Life had other ideas. So now we're stuck in the wind and the rain. I think I want to set an intention for what I want, even though that's kind of contradictory to what I've been talking a lot about. Like, don't want, go for your needs. But I think because I have to do something that's like requires intelligence, it requires thinking more than feeling, maybe digging a little into that and just rolling with that, it's not a bad idea. So I'm going to think a little bit and say, I'll go home and work on those files because I like those sounds. I feel like those sounds of windmills are pretty awesome. And when I'm done, I'll set a time for when I'm done. And I might not be done with all the files, and I'll continue tomorrow. But when I'm done with those files, I'll go and give myself a bonus. I'll say, okay, if you do a good job and try and enjoy what you're doing, you get a treat at the end. And I think my treat, even though it's super contradictory to the whole financial situation, I'm going to go and buy a small Lego kit. I did buy a small Lego kit like the other day after therapy, as kind of a little gift to myself because I was feeling good. And I think that's my gift today again, because I will predict now that I will sit at the computer, I will edit the files of the sounds of these windmills, and I will try my best to enjoy the process and enjoy the sounds and disregard the imperfections to that degree that I am myself satisfied with the work. And if shit happens, if the wind blows an umbrella out of order, if some of the files are imperfect to a degree where I don't think they're useful, I will disregard those files, put them in the trash. And the ones that I like, I will care for them, I will name them, and I will store them in my own library of sounds, and I will send them on to the composer so he can judge out of his own mind whether or not he finds them useful or if he likes them. And if he does, I'm sure he'll tell me, and that will make me happy. If he doesn't find them useful, that's okay, because at least I like them. And they're safe with me in my library of sounds. Maybe I'll use them someday. Okay. I think that's enough words for today. If anyone's listening to this, thank you very much. If not, then good luck living in my pocket. Bye for now.